Blog Talk Radio. There's none of the county can touch you and none of the state.
Paul, I'm proud of yourself, you are.
Well, Katie Scarlett O'Hara. So, you've been spying on me. And like your sister Sue Ellen, you've been telling your mother on me that I was jumping again.
Oh, Paul, you know I'm no tattletale like Sue Ellen. But it does seem to me that after you broke your knee last year, jumping that same fence...
I'll not have my own daughter telling me what I shall jump and not jump. It's my own neck, so it is.
All right, Paul, you jump what you please. Paul, they're all over trouble.
The Wilkses? No, in the stew you'd expect with the barbecue tomorrow and talking nothing but war.
Come out of the war. Was there anyone else there?
Oh, their cousin Melanie Hamilton from Atlanta and her brother Charles.
Melanie Hamilton. The pale-faced, mealy-mouthed minion. I hate her.
Ashley Wilkes doesn't think so.
Ashley Wilkes couldn't like anyone like her.
What's your interest in Ashley and Miss Melanie?
It's nothing. Let's go into the house, Paul.
Has he been trifling with you? Has he asked you to marry him?
No.
No, nor will he. I had it in strictest confidence from John Wilkes this afternoon. Ashley's going to marry Miss Melanie. It'll be announced tomorrow night at the ball.
I don't believe it.
Here, what are you off to? Scarlett! What are you about?
Have you been making a spectacle of yourself running about after a man who's not in love with you when you might have any of the bucks in the county?
I haven't been running after him. It's a surprise, that's all.
Now, don't be jerking your chin at me. If Ashley wanted to marry you, put me with misgivings, I'd say yes. I want my girl to be happy. Can you not be happy with him?
I would.
But what difference does it make who you marry, so long as he's a southerner and thinks like you? And when I'm gone, I leave Tara to you.
I don't want Tara. Plantations don't mean anything when...
Do you mean to tell me, Katie Scarlett O'Hara, that Tara, that land doesn't mean anything to you? Why, land is the only thing in the world worth working for. Worth fighting for, worth dying for. Because it's the only thing that lasts.
Oh, Paul, you talk like an Irishman.
It's proud I am that I'm Irish. And don't you be forgetting, Missy, that you're half Irish, too. And to anyone with a drop of Irish blood in them, why, the land they live on is like their mother.
What do you want your legacy to be? What do you want people to remember you for?
Well,
what?
I don't even give that any thought. I'll be remembered for whatever, if I'm remembered at all.
You will be. We'll make sure of that.
I don't know if I'll be remembered, but I just feel that... every mayor should care for everybody. I was raised south of Market. We lived in a house in the same building. There was a Negro family there. In those days, we called them Negroes. We didn't call them blacks or African Americans. In one flat, there was a Negro family. The other two flats, there were two Chinese families. We were in another flat. It never occurred to us that we should treat one another differently. And I think it's necessary to bear in mind that anybody who is elected the mayor of the city has a solemn obligation to, not to think about how he's going to be remembered, but what can he do for a better city. And one of the things I think you have to bear in mind is he should be the very epitome of complete, total, unequivocal integrity. And the reason I say that is because on two different occasions, I was bequeathed money. And the first time it was $20,000. I didn't even know the man. He passed away. He left the money in his will. They brought the check up to me. And I said, what is it for? He says, well, it's in his will. He says, he likes the way you operate the city. He was a Slavonian. Never met the man. I inquired further. I said, what was his physical condition? Well, he was half blind, either completely blind or half blind. So I told him, I said, I'm not going to accept the money. Well, why not? The reason I'm not going to, and I knew, I thought I was laying the foundation for future mayors to also do likewise if necessary. I said, I'm not going to accept the money only because I'm not a relative of his. He doesn't know me. Never met the man. The only reason he is leaving me this money is because I am the mayor. So I'm a non-entity as far as he's concerned, except that he thinks I ran the city in a pretty good way. So here's what I want you to do. I said, I want you to give $5,000 to the Shriners for the kids out in 19th Avenue, $5,000 to the Catholic charities, $5,000 to the Jewish charities, and $5,000 to the Association for the Blind. Gave it all away, you see. That was the first time. The first time was $20,000. Now, that made an impression with the press, too, I'm sure, because the press had to say, well, this guy is not here for the money. This fellow's here to maybe do some good. Second time,
what do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
K2. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Need a game for children, need a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to go, what to
do. All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll fall.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Say, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyachinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!